This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa Life is where accomplishment and harmony coexist. Now, here's your host and Spa Life curator, Diane Halfman.
Hello, and welcome to the next episode of the Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa Life is a lifestyle that accepts that accomplishment and harmony can coexist. I am so excited to introduce to you our guest for today, Sanada Taman. She is an international business strategist and a process engineer with extensive multinational experience spanning three continents with Fortune 10 corporations such as ExxonMobil and P&G. Sanada, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Diane. It's a pleasure to be here. I gotta say, I love your show. Like, I love the concept of success and accomplishment and harmony with your lifestyle and the lifestyle you design for yourself. I'm so happy to be on your show today. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for that. You know, that means a lot, especially coming from you as an international speaker. You speak on a lot of different stages and you're a leading voice in tech and virtual reality and business strategy. You come across a lot of different people. So we appreciate that you tune into the show. Thank you.
Trust me, nobody appreciates the concept of harmony in your life than someone who constantly somewhere around the world doing different things. So yes, I am very happy to be here.
Well, this is why my listeners love to tune in and see, because they know that you have so much accomplishment in what you've done. And, you know, we all have 24 hours in a day. And so we're going to be diving into what are some of those strategies that work for you that have allowed you to have the level of success that you have and do it with harmony. Mm-hmm. So, Sanada, I know that you have founded Luminera Advisors Growth Strategy Consultancy. What is your primary focus there?
So my primary focus is helping small to mid-sized companies reach the growth and scaling, more often than not internationally, that they're looking for. And I tend to come in and implement a lot of Fortune 10 strategies, because if you are growing, you want to be growing sustainably. You know, you don't want to be the company that gets one order from Walmart and takes them under. You know, you want to position yourself to continue that growth and to get there as fast as possible and maintain it as long as possible.
That is so fascinating. I just love, you know, I love speaking with women who have really breached the ceiling, if you will, in what's typically been a male-dominated field and have done it with this finesse where you've expanded companies probably way beyond what they expected. And I know that through your extensive career that you've mastered what's called the trifecta. Would you like to tell us a little bit more about what that is and what that accomplishes?
It's actually an oxymoron in a sense, because I started my career working in supply chain operations. I'm a process engineer, and I was working for some of the biggest companies in the world. I was so blessed to get that experience, and it's such a learning experience. And then halfway through my career, I was working for one of the biggest companies in the world, and they realized that my forte is also in front of client facing. Like, they put me in front of their high net worth clients, and I was closing deals, was helping us, like, for the first year over exceeded our penetration goal by 200%.
Wow.
So yeah, so it was such an eye opener for me, and I wanted to pursue that route in marketing and business development. And so I went back to school for strategic marketing. So now I have operations, marketing, and business development under my belt. And like I said, it's very rare to find someone who left brain, right brain, who can do marketing and operations. So a lot of the time, my clients tell me how much they appreciate that, because it's like, you need to have the full perspective how to grow your company. On one side, you're saving costs. On the other side, you're generating new business. So you need to have them mesh together and work together to get you there to the finish line. So yeah.
Oh, I am sure that your clients are so thrilled to have that balance, you know, because it's what we're always looking at here at Spa Life, is how do you bring balance into things, and to bring that even into business, to be able to look at things from a different perspective. And I know that this award-winning trajectories that you've had have generated millions of dollars for people. And you've not just done it in one area. This has been across many disciplines. What are some of the areas that that you've done your work in?
Oh my gosh. So my background is so diverse. Like, I've worked in oil and gas, consumer products. More recently now, I focus on entertainment and media, virtual reality, fashion, high-end fashion. So basically, what I always say is growth is growth. If you find the right strategies and you deploy the right tactics, you will get there. And you just have to know where to start. You have to look at your resources. Are you really utilizing your resources to the maximum? Maybe you can repurpose a resource that will yield you more revenue. Maybe you can identify alternative revenue streams. That's like my favorite thing to do when I walk in to work with a client. I'm like, let me study what you guys are doing and let's see how we can bring in more money, save more costs, and everybody's happy.
Well, I'm sure that's what your clients appreciate too, to be able to have that and to have such diversity in your work. I'm sure that also not only has it more rewarding for you, but just interesting and fun as well, right?
It is. Like, there's never have a boring day in my life. I'm like, it's constantly something new, constantly discovering and learning things myself. And I just thrive on that. I love that.
Well, I think it's so important to have that curious, open mind, that beginner's mind, to look at things from a, you know, a different perspective and be able to bring that to the table with what you're doing. And I'm sure that this has something to do with how you design your life. I mean, so many people live by default where they just let things happen. I'm sure you see that not only, you know, in people's lives, but in their businesses and how that impact happens when they just live by default. So what are some of the things that you have done in your life that allow you to design your life that has this balance that you've created?
Well, I gotta say, I'm a huge believer in that concept, and I'm so glad that you're bringing this up. I always believe in purposeful intention. Like, I design my life on purpose the way I want it to turn out to be. So, for example, I wake up in the morning and I'm thinking about my day, and I'm like, what do I want to accomplish today? What do I want to look back at the end of the day and see has happened? And so that's where I start. I usually start planning for the day, and then same happens when I'm walking to a meeting. I'm constantly thinking what I want to accomplish out of that meeting, what commitment I want to get out. When I walk out, I've achieved what? And I'm constantly leading with that first. And it helps quite a bit to put your energy in the right place, you know, put your purpose, put your design, what you want to get out of life. Instead of letting life drive you, you drive your path through life. And I've used some tools that have really helped me along the way. It hasn't always been easy, but I remember this one episode. I was watching The Oprah Show, and that was years ago. And she was talking about how to find harmony in your home, how to declutter your life. And I'm the kind of person who's working so fast, always multitasking. Like, I turn around and look at my desk and I'm like, what happened here? You know, it's crazy. And she said something. She was talking about that in order to find harmony and create harmony around you, there has to be a home for everything, and everything has its home. Like, that's the concept I follow. From then on, anytime I receive something or I buy something or something enters my home, it has a home. So that if things get too crazy, it only takes a few minutes, put it back in its home, it's done, you know? And this has helped me declutter my life. It's actually very soothing for you walk in and everything is in its place. You know, like, you don't have to think about, oh my gosh, I have to work at doing this or that or cleaning this or that. It's just like, it's seamless, you know?
Right, right. This is such a wonderful practice to have. I mean, this is how we are, you know, kindred sisters, to really look at how your environment impacts us. And, you know, we get it. I mean, when you have, you know, busy days and there's a lot happening, it can feel like you don't have the space or time for that. But in order to, I mean, Oprah's nailed it here, as she's so wise in all the things that she does, is that, you know, what is in your space, it has a direct impact. And so one thing I coined when I first started my company was the clutter to drama ratio, that the more clutter you had in your space, the more drama you had in your life and in your mind and your experience and relationships, because everything is related. And even though, you know, and I can already hear some of your listeners who are saying like, well, that pile doesn't bother me, or it doesn't affect my work, or, you know, I'm focused on what I'm doing, I don't even see it. However, there is a, you know, kind of subconscious tugging of things when they're not in place, and it allows you to not be present, to actually not unlock that wisdom and maybe see things in a bigger way, because we are all tied up in what's happening in our space. So this is such an important topic for people to talk about when they want to do big things in the world, about every little thing actually matters.
Absolutely. It's like you have like a subconscious task list in your mind when you walk in your home and like, I need to do this, I need to do that, I need to do dinner, you know? And the lighter that is, the more you're allowing yourself to utilize your brain for work, for getting back to a phone call that you have to return or a text message. You're like, you're not overwhelmed. You're harmonizing what you can around you to allow you to move forward much faster.
Right. And, you know, that being said, you know, we can't do everything. So I know that you encompass having effective delegation. How is it that you do that? Because I know that there can be that tendency for us to like, well, it can be faster if I do it, or I'll just get it done. I mean, how is it that you distinguish what you delegate and what stays on your plate?
This has been a learning process for me because I'm the kind of person who's like, okay, you can do it. I'll do it faster. I'll do it right. You know, I want to just make sure it gets done right. And I end up overwhelming myself with just putting everything on my plate. And I had to sit back and realize that this is not helping me move faster, not helping anyone, because you have to entrust some things to people and you have to put in the right training, get them there, coach them, you know? So I'll tell you an example. I try to delegate anything that is non-add value. If I do it, it doesn't matter if I do it or somebody else. Like, for example, as simple as a maid service, you know, house needs to be clean, but do I need to do it? Do I subscribe in something that gives me peace of mind and I can be focusing on work or focusing on something else? You know, something as simple as that. In work, do I need to be doing every single task, or are there people qualified or with enough training they can do it just as well, and everybody is achieving and everybody is like satisfied with their job and what they're accomplishing, you know? So yeah, it's gone more into empowering people, and delegation for me is more about empowering, and basically everybody has a role and everybody's important and this is a team effort, and that's how I like to work.
Oh, you know, listeners, these are nuggets that you guys, I hope you're listening to that. And if you're driving, you need to pull over and listen to this for a moment, because, you know, the delegation is something that I hear from a lot of you about that is a constant struggle for you. But I love the distinction that you make, Sonata, in terms of, you know, do you add value, right? If you're not adding value, that's not your unique quality, or it's something that is only you can do, then we have to look at the other people. And they may not do it exactly how we do it, but that's where that leadership does come in. That's how, why we have standard operating procedures and we have best practices and things. And then, you know, when you put it on their plate, let them thrive with that. And we don't micromanage that. So I think those are important distinguishing marks to be able to look at, you know, how we can really step into the things that we're here uniquely meant to do versus letting those things go. So I appreciate that.
And believe me, you train them, you put in the effort to train them right one time and you never have to do that task ever again. You know, like it's time intensive on the front end, but it saves you so much time and effort like for the long haul. So right. Yeah.
Yes. Well, and speaking of time and effort, I know that, you know, I feel like the new addiction is busyness. Like everyone's talking about how busy they are and can't fit things on their calendar and all these things where it's like, you know, we all have that 24 hours in a day. And this busyness almost, I feel like, robs us. And I know that you've talked a little bit about the busy feeling and what impact that has. I'd love for you to elaborate a little bit more on that.
Yeah. So for me, like, my life by default is busy. Like if I stop and say I'm so busy, I will say that all day long, you know? But what I've come to realize is that being or feeling busy is actually my subconscious telling me something is misaligned. Because if I'm doing what I love, you know the saying, find your passion and you never have to work a day in your life?
Yes.
If you're doing what you love and it's your passion, you would never say I'm busy. You would be happy doing it. So that got me to studying the tasks that I'm doing. Do I really need to do this? Is it going to add any value in my work or my life? Why do I feel busy? And then take a deeper introspection into what I'm doing. And I am a huge believer in the 80-20 rule for goal setting and productivity. So starting my work day, I take a piece of paper and I write down 10 tasks that have to be done today. But I started with, if I can only do one task, what would it be? Put it down. okay, if I can do two tasks, what it would be? And I keep going down the list and I have my task list ready to go for the day, because 80% of the time spent should be on like, okay, no, I'll break it down.
This is important, really. I mean, because this is something that really throws people off during the day, is like they think certain things are important and they just start down a rabbit hole of just doing certain things. Yeah. But you really come back to center and reprioritize and really look at how you're spending your day. This is important. So I would love for you to elaborate.
And trust me, it's harder for me to explain because this was drilled into me very early in my career. Believe me, when you work in the Fortune 10, you are not busy. You are insanely overwhelmed, you know? Getting back, like reading every email and getting back to email could take the whole day. Seriously, if you're working in on a cross-functional project like I used to do, you're having like five different departments all emailing you, all CCCing you, and you're like, oh my God, this will take forever just to get back to everybody. But you learn how to prioritize. You learn to, the 80-20 rule is like your goal in life. You have to focus on dedicating 80% of the time to the most important tasks. So what I do, I start with the biggest task, the one we always want to leave to the end, the one we always procrastinate on, and start with that. Let that take most of my time. And then what I have left are the 20%. They are 20% important, but they're much easier to accomplish. And I don't feel as overwhelmed than having this huge mountain of a task waiting for me, you know? So that's what I like to focus on. And another tactic I use is usually compartmentalization. So what I do is a lot, like a couple of hours of my day to different tasks. So I know that these 2 hours I'm doing this. If the 2 hours are over and I'm not done, I move on to the next task. I'll get back to it when I have time at the end of the day. That way, every task get 80% done and I'm way more accomplished and I'm way closer to my goal than just putting my head down, focusing on one task and nothing gets done, you know? So
yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a fine dance to be able to really look at and making what your priorities are versus other people's priorities, because what they may actually feel like you should be doing during your day, for you to be really clear on what it is that you're doing, you know, that's a distinguishing mark to really be able to get clear. If not, at the end of the day, you're like, what happened today? Like, you know, getting sidetracked can be
Believe me, I've had clients come and tell me, can you put our task list for us? Can you tell us what we need to focus on? Like, you are so organized and you always get stuff done. And like, how do you do it? Come and help us do it. So how do you do that so that like the work gets done, you know?
Absolutely. Well, you know, speaking of which, you know, focus is such a big aspect. I mean, you usually come in and help clients and you completely revamp their operations and, you know, they get significant breakthroughs and some of them even offer you positions on their board. So what is it that you focus on when you're working with a client? What is that magical recipe that you offer them?
Yes, so that's a good question. So I usually come in and more times than not, my clients are typically telling me, you know what? I have tried it all. I've hired people, I've fired people, I've moved people around. I can't get to that breakthrough where I break through to the next level. It's like plateauing. Show me what you can do.
You know? No pressure.
Yeah, that's the challenge I usually get. And what I like to do is I like to go in and just listen, like watch and observe operations, see how they are performing, see what's their focus. I learn a lot from my clients and what's important to them and their clients and their customers. And so that is the first thing I do. I lay out a plan to streamline operations. There's always ways you can cut costs without like making drastic changes. It's just think of it as a repurposing resources. If I'm only using a resource for this one task, what else can it do? And how much money can that make me, you know? And then I like to monetize every solution they have. So if they have something that they could use online and monetize that, that needs to be out there. If they have a resource that can do this, this, and that, again, that's an additional revenue stream that is coming in that they weren't utilizing before. So I come in with an overall perspective, starting with operations and entering with marketing. And what are your customers hearing about you? What's the perception they're getting? Do they have the right message that you're trying to put out there? What if they did? How much more business would you be getting in if you alter your message or if you address a certain offering, dress it up in a different way. And I tend to come in and look at everything from start to finish and start putting together plans to get those in motion. And usually my clients are very appreciative and they end up wanting me to stay for the long haul. And it's very rewarding to see your ideas and your plans coming to life and bringing them much more profitability, and everybody is happy, because that's what we're in business for. You know, if we're not a charity, you're in it to win it. So that's what I come in and help my client with. And my focus is always, what are we not seeing? What else can we be doing? And just putting plans in motion to make that happen.
Well, you know, it's so brilliant that you don't assume you know what the problem is before you've actually analyzed the problem and being able to look there. And it may seem like a simple step that I'm sure many people overlook is to just have that listening aspect and to really look and see what's going on. And, you know, it's brilliant of your clients to actually bring someone from the outside to have that new perspective. One of the things that a motivational speaker Les Brown always talks about is that you cannot see the big picture when you're in the frame.
Absolutely.
They may have looked at it, right? Yeah. Many different perspectives. But, you know, when you're in it, you're not seeing those things that you're seeing every day, that you're not seeing the nuance of how you can look at it different, and bringing that creative approach and shining light on something that literally could have been right in front of them, but they're too close to see it.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
You can use that from Les. It's one of my favorite things, right? You know, because it's a great analogy for people to really see that, because, you know, I know that the clients that you work with are brilliant. They've already put a lot of money into expanding their business. They think that they've looked at everything with a fine-tooth comb, but when you're in it, you cannot possibly see all of it because you're actually part of that picture, right?
Right. And something else to mention here, most of the clients I've worked with, they want to get to Fortune 500 status. They want to be one of those companies at the top. And what is the best way to get to Fortune level is to bring in someone who comes from that pedigree, who comes from has the experience working at a Fortune level status, and have them teach you what you don't know, because you know a lot, you know everything about your business, but what don't you know about becoming an international global corporation that is worth billions of dollars? Where do you start? You start by bringing in the right people to get you there. And that is my ethos, what I give my clients. I want every one of my clients to get to the top. And I hope I can be the instrument to facilitate that.
Well, I love the work that you're doing in the world. I love your approach. I love that you have this balance in your life, that you've incorporated your spa life and being able to bring that, because I think you also bring that energy to the work that you do as well, is that, you know, if you show up frantic and not balanced in yourself, that energy is going to reverberate into those companies and not support them. So the fact that you build your foundation and then come and give from that overflow. I mean, that's what I always talk about, that, you know, self-care is not a luxury, it's a necessity, so that we actually operate from that place. With that in mind, I know that we've talked about environments, that your environment's everything about how you create and what that looks like. So, you know, how we feel in our home is a really big indicator of, you know, different rooms in our home have different experience. So you would expect to feel differently in your bedroom versus your kitchen, your office. What is your favorite room in your home and why?
Well, very recently I remodeled my bedroom, and it's my favorite room in the whole house. And I never used to spend a lot of time in my bedroom. I'm always on the move. I'm always working on something, until I recently looked at my bedroom. I was like, you know what? I want to feel the harmony I'm looking for in life are all around me. And that's when I started remodeling it. And I chose this beautiful set that is matte silver color. And I accessorized it all with like lighting and mirrors and the most beautiful matte silver and blue bedding. And these are, like, you can see it all around me. My favorite colors are silver and blue.
So, I'm with you.
So I walk in to my bedroom and I just feel relaxed. I feel like that soothing feeling you get when you walk into the spa, you know, because this is what I want to see around me. What I surround myself with is tranquil. And it's just like, gives you that it rests your soul. You know, you walk in and your bedroom should be where your soul rests for the night. And I'm spending as much time as I can now in my bedroom, which never used to happen. And I'm just so happy that I wanted to surround myself with what I believe in and what I love. And it manifested in my new bedroom. I'm very happy about it.
Oh, I love this. Well, you'll have to send me a snapshot of the photo. And
you got it.
I would love to see it. And, you know, I know our listeners on the podcast can't always see visually what we're doing, but for those that tune in to on the Facebook Diane Happen fan and watch it there, maybe you can post in a picture as the comments come in and people can ask you some questions about
how to buy it anymore.
You know, but you know, any other questions?
To post an obscure picture. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. Yeah.
It is a very unique set. It took me a while to find it. So.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe you just explain it there. You can just send it to me. Okay. That's part of the top secrets that you have in there. I love it. So good. Oh, wow. So I know that our listeners are going to want to stay connected with you. How can they do that?
Absolutely. Everybody can find me on social media as Sonata Luminaire. My company is called Luminaire Advisors and my website is luminaireadvisors.com. So find me there. And as a special thank you for having me on your show and thank you to your listeners as well, I'm offering a free business breakthrough consultation to any one of your listeners. Just mention Diane Happen or Live Your Spa Life show. And I am happy to meet with them and offer them a breakthrough consultation and see if I can help them in any way.
Wow, that is very generous of you. Listeners, if you are in a place of wanting to scale your business and you know be in the status of the Fortune 500 world, Sonata is definitely someone to connect with. So that is very generous of you. Thank you.
Thank you. Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
Well, it's been wonderful having you here on the show. And I know that with our clients, we've been having this conversation around spa life. And if you're new to our playground here and you're not sure what we're talking about, you know, spa life of having that balance in your life. And but we want to accomplish, right? We're here to do big things, but we can have both. And how is it that you go about doing that? I have my guide that can also support you in that. So you can go to dianehappen.com/guide and see some of the different aspects, how you can incorporate more spa life into your life. So with that, Sonata, thank you again for your time and your wisdom and to
my pleasure.
Bring you enter. Thank you.
Thank you, Diane. Thank you for having me on your show. I'm a huge fan. From now on, I will be telling everybody about your show. And trust me, we all need this. We all work very hard for the life we dream of. Sometimes we just forget to live it. So I'm very happy that you are out there reminding everyone to live their spa life.
Oh, thank you so much. So listeners, you hear that straight from Sonata and myself about, you know, what are you doing today to bring more harmony and balance? We all have so many things that we could be doing, but let's be more intentional. Let's just really decide what is the life that you want to live? What is your soul calling you to do to really step into the bigger purpose that we're here? You can do it all. There's just these wonderful little tools that we are all talking about that can support you in doing that.
Absolutely.
So thanks again, Sonata.
It can be done. I know we as women want to do everything and try to take on everything, but with the right preparation and planning, it can be done.
Right. You heard it about the effective delegation. And if you forgot that, rewind, go back, listen on Facebook, listen on the podcast, and really embrace that, right? These are things that we've brought into our life because they work, right? And if you're not seeing it right now, there is a way. So go back and re-listen to this for those pearls of wisdom. So until we connect again, live your spa life. Bye for now.
Bye.
Your host and spa life curator, Diane Happen, wants you to know you can download her free guide to start living your spa life right now. Go to dianehappen.com and click on the link for the 9 secrets to step into your spa life. Now, live your spa life where accomplishment and harmony coexist.
You know what drives me crazy? When business owners believe that just because they're not on stage speaking, they don't need stage presence. Stages come in all shapes and sizes. You're on the stage when you're in a boardroom, talking to a prospect, or introducing yourself and your company. I invite you to join me on a free educational webinar called How to Triple Your Income Through Speaking. Learn the critical ingredients to make impact and income on any type of stage. Go to speakersuccessformula.com and grab your spot now.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. Are you ready to rise up and share all your greatness to the world? Stop playing small and settling for mediocrity? If so, then you need to join us at our eWomen Network Entrepreneur Conference and Business Expo in Dallas this year, August 3rd through the 5th. There will be hundreds of women entrepreneurs from all over the world waiting to meet you to share knowledge, wisdom, and even partnerships. Get ready to be coached by me and learn from other multi-million dollar speakers who will teach, inspire, motivate, and guide you to transform your thinking from small to big. And you can't beat the food and fun at our Saturday night dance party either. Look, no one makes it alone, so it's time to stop trying to be the COE, chief of everything, and step into your role as CEO. There is nothing like the eWomen Network Conference to bring out your genius and help you take action on living your dream. Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.